1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Select locations are now open. Come experience the big screen again in a safe and comfortable environment. Purchase tickets and order food in advance at MarcusTheaters.com or on the Marcus Theaters mobile app. Your seat is waiting.
Then we go to Florida, where a woman is recovering from injuries she received when she was attacked by a 10-foot, 4-inch alligator while trimming trees in Fort Myers.
10-foot, wow.
She's 27. She was trimming by the edge of a lake.
10-4.
Right.
That gator, how big is that gator? 10-foot? 10-foot, 4.
10-foot, 4. I've never, matters.
I've only heard them go in half feet in the past. Like, it's 7.5 feet long, or it's 8 feet long. I've never heard an inch.
Well, stay tuned because we have an 8-foot, 3-inch alligator right after this. So hold on.
Do we change our measuring system in Florida?
Gonna add the inches now.
Right.
Inches aren't new.
10-4, 8-3.
She was by the edge of a lake near a country club in Fort Myers when the gator bit her. She was taken to Lee Memorial Hospital, treated for injuries to both legs. The alligator was later caught by a contracted nuisance alligator trapper and taken to an alligator farm.
Pest control.
So Billy the Exterminator
shows up. Then a few days later, September 13th, a man suffered injuries to his leg when he was bitten by an alligator while walking his dog along a residential canal in Port St. Lucie. That was the 8-3 gator that bit him.
And those animals were endangered once upon a time. Really? We are almost out of alligators?
Yeah, in my lifetime, not 100 years ago,
right.
not 80 years ago, like 50 years ago, 40 years ago, it's like, you know, alligators are really taking a beating. So what? So they've made a comeback, and this is what you get.
Yeah, apparently, you only need about two to get a million of them in a couple of years.
Mark Johnson, 61, said the alligator clamped onto his leg and was trying to drag him underwater. Johnson poked the alligator in the eye to get the reptile to let go. There you go.
That would
That's
be
all
hard
you got.
Poked it in the eye.
And he's got his dog on a leash, like, over here. He's trying,
What kind of antibiotics and shots do you have to get after you have alligator teeth in you? I just think of those as just filthy.
I'll bet in Florida they've got it's in a packet ready to go at every hospital.
Like an EpiPen.
Yeah.
The gator.
Hospital.
Yeah.
7-Eleven.
Yeah. Okay.
EMT. 7-Eleven. You fall over a gator getting in.
Get a Slurpee and
I'll take a Slurpee and a gator packet.
Okay. 10-01.
Make them both raspberry.
You get to choose the gator flavor. I would like lemon lime.
Y'all got any gator lottery tickets? I'll take four of those, too.
Mark Johnson, 61, said he kind of slid and his foot stuck in the mud. The next thing I know, I see the lunge and the gator starts clamping down pretty tight and he started to pull. So I instantly here's my fingers and I poked him through the eye.
Good. Well, that was good thinking. It probably saved his life.
62 stitches, and his dog was unhurt.
That's a lot of stitches.
Sure.
Do hurricanes and storm surges move alligators around?
Yeah, inland. Yeah, they wash them.
I mean, is there an alligator been found like 40 miles inland that it's never been seen somewhere before?
Cross that one highway across the state.
I have an answer to this. It's yes. With the storm surge and the water moving in, the gators move in too. They come into
parts of the town.
But
then when
the
water goes out, do they get kind of left behind sometimes? And here we are in Oklahoma looking at an alligator.
When that storm surge comes in, I've heard them say, don't go into the water. Not that they're afraid you'll fall into an open sewer or something like that like we have around here when there's flooding. But alligators are swimming around your house now.
Yeah.
Or in your house.
God, is that a nightmare? Not only has it flooded in storm surge,
they do a movie
and took the roof off.
They did. There was a guy trapped in his house. All the doors and windows were locked with like
giant
eight
alligator.
Gators. Yeah.
No. Oh,
yeah. That would really suck.
I'd like a condo on the 9th floor, please.
I bet they can crawl upstairs.
We saw him go up over the fence.
That's right. We saw him get over a chain link fence.
Yeah.
Yeah.